Israel says its soldiers have extended ground operations in Gaza. People in the territory have been given evacuation orders again. The UN say that one of its staff was killed after an explosion at its compound in Deir al-Balah. The ceasefire in a war that's lasted almost a year and a half and killed over 40,000 people in Gaza ended this week with resumed Israeli bombing, over 400 deaths, and a warning from their prime minister to completely destroy Gaza. Francesca Albanese is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the occupied Palestinian territory and is in our studio this morning. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland. We'll talk about Gaza in just a moment. Can you just tell us about what brings you to Ireland this week?
Yeah, thank you, Gavin, and good morning, Irish people. What brings me to Ireland is the invitation of universities who have me regularly for talks and lectures, all the more at the height of the escalation. You call it war. It's a genocide in plain sight, but we can talk about that. And also, every time I come here, I have the opportunity to meet with civil society, trade unions, government officials, and parliamentarians. So this is why I'll be here for a couple of days.
Your reaction to the latest resumption of Israeli operations in Gaza this week?
I think that people get very confused if we continue to use a normalizing war-sounding language because it gives the wrong impression. I know that the Irish people are very knowledgeable about what's happening in the occupied Palestinian territory, but this is the acceleration of a total destruction of life in Gaza. It's happening in Gaza, but also in the West Bank. I mean, we shall not forget that 1,000 people have been killed in the West Bank since October 2023. And in Gaza, you know, as people were starting piecing their life after the ceasefire, 100 people had already been killed. So it's not that the ceasefire had really been effective. And now, in 48 hours, Israel has resumed carpet bombing over the strip, killing 400 people. I don't know. Have you looked at the scenes of those kept dragged out of the rubble and the plastic tents that have been burning over their bodies? I've seen images of kids with schnapples getting out of their chest, kids as young as 4 months old, I mean, in their jumpsuits. Do we have children, yes or no? Do we understand what it is? It's not a war. This is a total elimination that will continue until the last breath of Palestinian life is gone in Gaza.
Yes, we played a description by one doctor in a Palestinian hospital yesterday in the aftermath of the bombings. A UN worker was killed in a strike on UNHQ in Gaza, which the IDF have, the Israeli Defence Forces, have denied responsibility for. And we'll be speaking to a former spokesperson for the IDF later in the programme. What's your understanding of what happened?
I'm surprised that even in Ireland, the discussion is always centered starting from what the Israeli occupation forces say. This is, you know, how many UN staff persons have been killed in the Gaza Strip alone since October 2023, Gavin? 250. You know how many premises of the United Nations have been targeted in Gaza? Almost leveled? 70%. The UN is considered a terrorist organization by Israel. The Secretary General has been declared persona non grata, and so myself. There has been a full assault on the United Nations, and we keep on calling it a war. But however, what do I make of the killing of yet another UN official? That no one is safe in Gaza. The message is very clear. The UN has slowly pulled out of Gaza. Who is there now is to deliver basic humanitarian services. No one is safe. The plan is very clear. Israel has tried to evacuate, quote unquote, the people from Gaza, to force them, the people in Gaza, to leave the Gaza Strip, because the plan is clear. You have started this interview with what the Israeli occupation forces have said to justify yet another assault on Palestinian life. But do you hear the Israeli politicians talking about ethnic cleansing? the occupied Palestinian territory. It's very clear what I want to do. They want to regain control of Gaza, reoccupy Gaza, resettle Gaza. And this is yet another move to do that. This is happening. We cannot assess every day's operations without understanding or explaining or looking at the context.
Are you allowed into Gaza?
No one is allowed into the occupied Palestinian territory without Israel's authorization. And let me say something, because it's very important that we situate this moment not on what Israel's, not within the window of what Israel says. I use international law. This is the reason why the Irish people invited me once again to come to this country. So under international law, and this was reestablished last year by the International Court of Justice, which is the highest judicial body in the world of the United Nations, the court resolved that, concluded Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory, the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem is unlawful. Israel must withdraw the troops, must dismantle the settlement, must relinquish all form of controls over Palestinian natural resources. And states, including Ireland, are obliged to oversee this and make it happen. And meanwhile, no one should recognize legal consequences of this.
Yes.
So what is Israel doing in the Gaza Strip? Why Israel is preventing journalists, foreign presence, foreign officers, human rights monitors from entering? So, you know, this is the unlawfulness that we need to discuss, Gavin.
On the International Court of Justice, they're currently hearing a case brought by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide, which you mentioned earlier. And Ireland has joined that case.
Yes.
According to Israel has denied genocide. And according to the American Jewish Committee, Israel is not committing genocide. Their argument is that the destruction of any national, racial, ethnic or religious group that Israel says it's seeking the destruction of Hamas, a terror group that states its intent to destroy the state of Israel in its founding charter, and that Israel's campaign in Gaza is an act of self-defense. I simply put you that as the counterpoint.
Yeah, Gavin, but why do you quote the American Jewish Association? Why don't you quote the Israeli scholars, expert on genocide, like Omar Bartov, Amos Goldberg, Lee Mordechai, Ras Sigal, and the list is long. Why do you quote the American Jewish Committee? Excuse me. I mean, why don't you quote, if you really have to bring some respectable arguments, quote someone who has not vested interests. So this is the point, because I'm really worried about what's happening in Ireland, because while all this is happening, Ireland is under pressure through the mafia-style techniques that pro-Israel groups have deployed against everyone to adopt the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which will prevent discussions like this. I come from Berlin, where I've been threatened, a UN special rapporteur, I've been threatened with arrest because of talking about the situation in Gaza. And the moment Ireland will adopt, as the government has announced, the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism, which eventually it's very contested and will conflate criticism of the state of Israel for what it does to the Palestinians and to others, because Israelis are not spared from this, with anti-Semitism. What I'm saying today will be considered anti-Semitic. So I really warn the Irish people to be aware of it. And why are you listening to the American Jewish Committee, whatever it is? Listen to the expert. Listen to the scholars, the brilliant scholars you have in these countries. Come on, guys, you can do better.
Francesca Albanese, thank you very much for coming in to us. Francesca is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Occupied Palestinian Territory. It's 21 minutes past 8.
Thank you very much. Bye.